As medicine advances, babies who used to die early in life from congenital conditions are living longer. That's the good news, but there is a complication. Doctors used to treating children born with heart problems or cystic fibrosis don't always know how to help them once they reach adulthood. If you've spent much time with small children, you know what an epic struggle dispensing medicine can be.
Yeah, good boy, John Peter. Oh, is it Aki?
Oh, you're good?
Here, suck on.
But for 22-month-old John Tenpass, this follow-up visit with his doctors at the University of Iowa Hospitals and Clinics is just a footnote among the many medical procedures he's already experienced. John was born with what's known as a hypoplastic left artery, basically an underdeveloped heart. Kyle Tenpass is his father. He says the condition would have been hopeless not that long ago.
25 years ago, we wouldn't have John today. There were no options. There weren't three surgeries. So medicine's come a long way. A lot of research, a lot of great things.
That's about right. Tenpass's doctors say no one with his particular condition has yet reached age 40. So far, John has undergone two heart surgeries and will need a third in the next few years. 26-year-old Christina Less has walked a similar path. She was born with another heart defect, tricuspid atresia. She also needed three surgeries as a young child. During a fourth open heart surgery last year, doctors fitted her with a pacemaker to stabilize her heartbeat. At a recent checkup, Les tells her doctor she's feeling better than ever.
Guess what I did?
Tell me.
I ran for 20 minutes straight.
Really? A straight line, you mean?
No, straight line.
You mean continuously?
Straight line, continuously.
Really?
I've never been able to do that ever in my whole life.
Excellent.
Les goes by the nickname Mousie. It's a reference to her appearance as a small child when she had her head shaved to allow for an IV. Today, she's still petite, but lives a normal life in Dubuque. She works for an insurance company and is preparing for her wedding next year. There's a growing number of adults like Les, but many don't seek follow-up. Dr. Kurt Daniels says that's because there aren't enough doctors trained to care for them. He's one of the few. Daniels is an adult cardiologist specializing in congenital heart defects at Ohio State University Medical Center.
Neither the pediatric cardiologists or the adult cardiologists are trained in this field where now congenital heart disease patients are reaching adulthood at a rate of about 20,000 new patients a year.
The problem is pediatric heart doctors aren't usually trained to deal with adult issues like diabetes or high blood pressure that can complicate treatment. Meanwhile, adult cardiologists tend to focus on aging-related problems, not birth defects. And for patients who don't get proper follow-up care,
the outcomes aren't as good as we would hope they would be.
And that could mean a shorter lifespan. Daniels is an advisor to the Adult Congenital Heart Association, which is trying to change that by leading efforts to certify and train more doctors in the specialty. The University of Iowa is also reaching out to former adult congenital heart patients, urging them to seek a follow-up visit. The problem isn't unique to patients with congenital heart conditions. Dr. Ricardo Flores is a pediatric lung specialist at Blank Children's Hospital in Des Moines. He's also treating a growing number of adult patients.
Their adult needs are really, for me as a pediatrician, foreign. I'm not comfortable with the world of pregnancies and high blood pressures.
Iowa Methodist Hospital in Des Moines is developing an adult cystic fibrosis center, one of about three dozen in the country. It's expected to open this summer alongside an existing children's center. As doctors navigate this new territory, so do patients and their families. Kyle and Gina Tenpass say they live with lots of questions about the future their son John faces.
There's just a lot of uncertainty.
We could all get in a car accident on our way home to Des Moines today. So, you know, our perspective might be a little bit different. There might be a little bit more of a sense of urgency.
But she says they're focusing on enjoying each day with their son right now. I'm Sarah McCammon, Iowa Public Radio News.